This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, on our Dr. Dahlia Show. Absolutely, please. Yeah, I'm selling stock. Yeah, in fact, the Dr. Dahlia Show stock is so negative that, yes, please buy some. Big thanks for you guys all tuning in. I'm hoarse today because I was screaming at the TV. What a game yesterday. And, you know, of course, I had put a small bet on the Patriots. I don't like to gamble because I live in Vegas. And after living in Vegas, you really get immune to that. So you know what's a good bet and what's not a good bet. And betting on the Patriots was, I thought, a very good bet. So, unfortunately, the first half of the game, right, they were behind, 21-3. That was difficult. And I got to tell you, I mean, I thought the Falcons were going to do great. I didn't think they were going to be able to beat the Patriots. But, you know, bravo to Matt Ryan and his crew there with the Patriots, or the Falcons. They did amazing. But Patriots, something happened after halftime. Actually, something happened by the fourth quarter, where all of a sudden they were the Patriots, and I don't know what the hell they were doing up until then. And boy, did they get their acts together, and wow. So they basically came back from being 18 points behind, actually even, I think even worse at one point, because the Falcons 25. Got a... Yeah, yeah. And then for them to come back and then, you know, make it to overtime. And of course, the bets in Vegas are you have to win Patriots over three, right? So you had to, Patriots had to win by three above. And then Tom Brady made that last touchdown. It was awesome. So it was great. And honestly, all those players, White, I miss Gronkowski. I missed him, but he was there. You could see him right around the place, and he was in a lot of commercials. But, you know, considering what happened with Deflategate and their four-game suspension and everything they've been dealing with, they did amazing. And, again, I really got to hand it to the Falcons. Wow, wow, wow. I can't believe they were able to take on the Patriots and make them sweat. I mean, they were, you know, Tom Brady, he was, you know, sitting there kind of getting antsy. And, of course, I wanted to, you know, give him a shoulder rub, of course. And, you know, Tom Brady's mom was there, and, you know, it looked like, you know, she was battling something. We don't really know what her true medical condition is, but we're assuming it could be cancer. She's been sick for 18 months, and she didn't appear to have hair yesterday. Beautiful woman. And his parents were there. I don't understand why he's so tall compared to his parents. I forget how tall he is, but he is, I mean, 6'5", 6 something. I don't know, but he's tall. He's so handsome. But anyway, fantastic game. But I think a lot of us left yesterday's Super Bowl with real high blood pressure. For those of us who were Patriots fans, the first three quarters killed us. For those who were Falcon fans, obviously they're upset. So this was one of the Super Bowls where I don't think people are happy. And it's a shame because even though, you know, those of us that rooted for the Patriots won, that was a rough game. I even tried to stop watching it for some time. So but just trying to calm down, right, get our voices back, et cetera. One thing I want to say, which is very interesting in medical news, is 30 former NFL players have pledged their brains to research. Apparently, there is a growing number of retired players who have pledged to donate their brains to research on this devastating CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that's been linked to the repetitive head trauma. And the scientists believe that these multiple concussions, you know, or blows to the head, even if they don't get knocked unconscious, can trigger this degenerative brain condition, making dementia easier to onset, as well as Alzheimer's, etc. And we found numerous NFL players to have been diagnosed with the CTE after their deaths.
And so last month, the $1 billion concussion lawsuit settlement of former NFL players was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court despite legal challenges. And the ruling means that payouts can begin to former players who develop long-term brain problems due to head injuries suffered while in the league. Now, you know, we see this as we're watching these games. I mean, the hits they're taking. There was one holding call where it looked like the Falcons player had the Patriots player by his neck. And the Patriot, it looked like something you would see in a James Bond movie where the guy wasn't breathing, right, and he was being choked. And then, unfortunately, there was a Patriots foul that nobody called where the Patriots was face mask grabbing. But when you see these guys grab them and throw them on the ground and land on their heads and their heads banging to each other and you see them having to reach for the smelling salts, you know that those brains are getting some sort of damage. And it may not be enough for them to be pulled off the field. You know, I don't know where I stand with this here because the NFL has now made a rule that if it looks like a player possibly, you know, sustained a concussion, you know, get them off the field right away, which I agree. But I think a lot of people can hide it. You know, these players, and, you know, when I was, you know, working with the JV team at my kids' high school, yeah, they don't want to be pulled out of the game. And after you have a concussion, you know, you're not thinking clearly. I mean, how many times have I been in an accident and I get out of the car going, I'm fine. You just say you're fine and you're not even fine. So I think there's a lot of players that continue to play even though they had a blow to the head. And you see it. You see the play. You see the tackle. You see the you know, like kind of battle of the bulge there. And you see them, you know, and you hear it. You can even hear it from the mic wherever they have it, the mic on the sideline. And, you know, they just go on to play. And they know how to hide it. And they can continue. And again, I don't blame them. I mean, you're playing in a game. You know, you don't want to be, you know, pulled out. And you don't feel it. But unfortunately, concussions don't have to hurt for you to have sustained them. Concussions do not have to make you unconscious, make you faint, make you dizzy. You can unfortunately sustain brain trauma and not even realize it. So, yeah, we're really, really concerned, you know. Now, Randy Cross explains his decision to donate his brain to research. He's a 3-time Pro Bowl offensive lineman who played for the San Francisco 49ers between 76 and 88. And he says, I can't imagine why anybody that played that game and that cares about the guys and the kids that are starting to play the game now wouldn't donate. I would urge everybody that's ever played the game to do it. 3-time Pro Bowl guard Keith Sims and Pro Bowl quarterback Sean Springs also have pledged their brains to the same end. You know, people are so concerned about donating organs, and you know, nobody's going to take them when you're alive. And you know, this myth that, well, you know, if I'm on the fence, you know, they're going to push me over. No, they won't. Trust me. Okay, your medical team wants you alive, but God forbid anything happens, those organs, that brain tissue, can teach us a lot. So, yeah, no, my kid's out of football. Unfortunately, they play lacrosse, and yeah, they hit their head in that, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are right now at the peak of flu season. We've talked about how after a cold spell, we see flu season peak. And this is usually the time after the holidays in January, February, when flu cases rise and hospitalizations rise. So joining us today, back again by popular demand, is Dr. Eric Totter, assistant professor at Troy University, Nevada. Dr. Totter, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Excellent. And, you know, thank you for teaching us so much about osteopathic medicine and how it relates to the flu. And, I what are you seeing that's going on? And what's your take on this year's flu season?
Well, it's starting up, and people are getting sick, and there are alternatives to the methods that people are using. It's very interesting that in the early 1900s, there was an influenza epidemic that killed 28% of the world population.
Ooh.
A huge number. Osteopathy was just coming into its own, and they started to treat patients with influenza. The morbidity and mortality of the current method of treatment was 30%, some places reported as high as 60%. The osteopathic physicians that took care of their patients reported morbidity and mortality as low as 1%.
Mm.
So they were able to change the effect of this disease and really improve the outcome. So,
and Dr. Totter, let me catch also my listeners up to speed before we go into how osteopathy can help treat the flu. The big issue we're having with flu is, you know, many patients will come in to the ER or their medical office and ask for antibiotics, and antibiotics do not address the flu. Flu is viral. Plus, in a huge study came out last weekend discussing how you aren't supposed to be taking ibuprofen when you have the flu because that can up cardiac risk. So patients are like, well, what do I do with my symptoms? And that's why it's so great that we have you on, Dr. Totter. So, please go ahead and continue.
So that's a very interesting point. Not only does the ibuprofen and aspirin, certainly ibuprofen, increase our risk for cardiovascular events,
mm-hmm.
but the response that the body produces, which is a fever, is a natural protective mechanism. And in fact,
mm-hmm.
when we look back and we see in these early studies, the osteopaths did not use aspirin. Did not use anything to lower their fever. So that actually improved their outcome because it allowed the body to do what it was already trying to do, which is rid itself of a viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
And the body's own mechanism to do that is to raise its temperature and destroy the virus that way.
Exactly. You know, one thing that's been very difficult for me to, you know, convince parents is, you know, the fever and how the fever helps, you know, the child fight infection. There's this big push to run to acetaminophen, which, by the way, was also in the news last week, talking about how it's the number one cause of acute liver failure, and many people are overdosing without realizing. But, obviously, as medical providers panic when, you know, these kids go into febrile seizures, and, you know, we recommend, you know, not allowing the temperature to rise so rapidly. What's the osteopathic approach to fever if there's that concern of febrile seizures?
Well, medications, osteopathy certainly supports the use of medications
mm-hmm.
when
yeah.
they're indicated. So if a child, for example, who can develop a febrile seizure once their temperature gets above a certain amount, then we're going to use that. But the approach that we want to use is to help the body's immune response to fight infection.
Exactly.
So the way that we would do that is to improve lymphatic function, and the lymphatic system is the system that carries the immune response from the body. Now, this can be accomplished with some very gentle and easy techniques that are employed to the rib cage and to the diaphragm, that muscle that helps us breathe, and to the place between the neck and the shoulders where all of the lymphatic fluid drains into. So anything that would restrict that motion is eliminated, and that allows the body to restore its own natural immune response, which will then aid the body in clearing whatever that infectious process is. Because we produce so many chemicals that have such an amazing ability to clear and destroy and bring us back infection and bring us back to health, that by supporting that process, we're really aiding in what the body's already trying to do
oh,
and avoiding a lot of the side effects.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Eric Toter, assistant professor at Touro University, Nevada, and obviously our guru on the Dr. Dolly Show when it comes to osteopathic medicine. So a patient comes in, and they're having frequent, let's say, I'll have patients that say, Dahlia, I just get sick 4 or 5 times a year, whether it's a cold, whether it's bronchitis, whether it's flu. What would you do for a patient like that?
You know, that's an amazing question. I just had a patient that I was treating the other day, and as I was treating him, I realized that his rib cage and his diaphragm was working so well. I really noticed that. And I asked him a question, how often do you get sick? And he had to pause. He said, I haven't had any illness in about 5 years. Now, he has a very good diet, a diet that's low in inflammatory foods, and he exercises, and he's able to breathe. So patients that have recurrent episodes of infection, I look at their immune system. And how do I support the immune system? I look at the rib cage. I look at the diaphragms. I look at the drainage points from the head and neck and make sure that that's able to work, and that will improve their immune system and decrease their likelihood of getting an illness.
You know, and many people ask, what's the difference between chiropractic and osteopathic medicine? You know, I've been married to Dr. Corey, my husband, you know, and who's a chiropractor, and you know, me having gone to an allopathic school, I was very naive to all the other modalities of medicine, manipulation, acupuncture, massage, and the allopathic school taught us this, but not to the degree that somebody in osteopathic school can. But where do the techniques differ from chiropractic to osteopathic, or do they not?
Well, really the difference, a manual therapy can be employed by a lot of practitioners. Mm-hmm. The difference is one of the differences is in an educational approach. DOs are clinically trained and go through the same kind of residency programs that MDs go through. Mm-hmm. So they're undergraduate education is the same and has additional training in using a manual approach in employing the osteopathic principles in practice. After that, the residency training is pretty much the same, except that you integrate these osteopathic principles in practice into the treatment of your patients. So there you get an additional clinical exposure. Now, some of the techniques have been used by many different practitioners, but the techniques, I think that it's really, the difference might be in the philosophy that's employed.
Right.
That
right.
is, how do you medically diagnose a condition and then come up with a treatment that's going to support what's going on medically? So, so there's where the clinical experience is vital in order to render the appropriate care.
That's fascinating. And, you know, it's so logical, too. It makes so much sense. You know, our bodies have so much defense mechanisms. And, you know, I've been on the show telling my listeners how even a cough, a sneeze, these are all defense mechanisms. When you scratch, that's also a defense mechanism. It's your body's way of trying to stimulate the immune system. And our immune system is such a focal point. Besides the immune system, and I know we don't have that much time, but you're teaching us so much, the immune system, obviously, a huge focal point. What other main system? Would it also be the circulatory system to increase more flow? What else do you concentrate on when you see patients that come in with frequent infections?
Sure. Well, there's two other areas that we would look at. Structurally, biomechanically, is the restrictions in, for example, the ribs and the thoracic spine and the sternum. This can also influence how well the lungs are going to work. Mm-hmm. We also look at the autonomic nervous system, that is that sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, and the parasympathetic system that's used to help us rest and digest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. Toter, we're out of time. Oh, as usual, so fascinating. I love having you on, and thank you so much. You always teach us so much. Dr. Eric Toter, assistant professor of Touro University, Nevada, thank you again. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALII. Well, our teenagers are doing stupid again. Now, the latest trend that these teens are doing are, it's called dripping. Okay? No, this has nothing to do with gonorrhea. This is a vaping technique, where what they're doing is they're dripping the actual e-cig liquid onto the heating element and then inhaling it. All right? that I guess, you know, when somebody wants to get high or when somebody wants to get a hit or, they are going to go through, I guess, whatever means necessary. And they say 26% of teens who vape have done the dripping style. And I'll tell you why I don't like this at all. Alright, so, dripping involves placing the drops of the e-cig liquid directly onto the heating coil, whereas usually the way e-cigs act is the heating coil draws liquid in, heating it, making an inhalable vapor. There's kind of like this automatic wick type of thing. And so rather than that process where it draws it in and then makes a vapor gradually and slowly and in small amounts, dripping is where the person bypasses it and, like a drug, says, I'm going to just drop it directly. Then it makes a bigger cloud of smoke. Now, this bigger cloud of smoke, I guess, has more flavor, gives you a stronger hit of nicotine. So Dr. Kirshen Starin, a professor of psychiatry at Yale University School of Medicine in New Haven, Connecticut, says she learned about the practice while talking with teenagers and decided to ask about it in a survey on e-cig use among high school students. The survey revealed that 26% of student e-cig users at 8 Connecticut high schools had tried dripping at least once. She said, I didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what we would find because we only had anecdotal evidence based on what kids were telling us. According to Philly.com, experts are concerned that dripping could expose users to increased levels of toxins and carcinogens created when the liquid in e-cigs is vaporized at high temperatures. And I talked to you guys about these. Formaldehyde, acrolein. These aldehydes are known carcinogens, and they obviously become more carcinogenic the more they're heated. Now, Karen Wilson, chief of general pediatrics for Mount Sinai Health System in New York City, said the stronger nicotine hit produced by the dripping could also harm their brains. She says adolescents should not be using nicotine at all. It changes the brain chemistry, and adolescents are uniquely susceptible to the addictive properties of nicotine. So what they did is they surveyed 7,000 high school students, 1,100 of which had used e-cigs, the researchers found. One out of four e-cig users had tried the dripping. Now, the reasons the students gave for dripping included producing thicker clouds of vapor, which suggests that the users may engage in smoke tricks or vape competitions. Better flavor was the reason cited by, I guess, two out of the five students. And then simple curiosity was a fifth of them. Well, yeah, you know, and here's the problem. Once you do it the stronger way, once you do it the where you get a better hit and a better flavor, it's much more difficult to go back. You know, I fell into that trap with the coffee machine at work. They have one of those coffee machines that we've seen at car dealerships. You know the fancy coffee machines where it will make you hot chocolate. It'll make you, I guess, maybe an espresso or some sort of a latte. I don't know. I'm not a coffee drinker. And so there's a choice on there where you can make yourself a, is it an espresso shot? I don't know. I think it's called an espresso shot. Now, I don't like coffee, but when I am, you know, tired at about 2-3, I'm like, you know what? I could use, you know, some coffee. So the other professor said, well, that's what you do. You make a little shot, and they go make it strong. So there's a light, medium, and strong. So I did that. Have I drunk a regular cup of coffee since then? No, I haven't. If I ever want coffee, I go for the strong. You see? That's how the brain works. Okay, the brain's like, I'm not going to be messing around I'm not going to eat dietetic chocolate. Once you've had the real thing, I'm just going to go to the real thing because anything next to that pales in comparison. So, more likely boys and white students overall have tried the dripping. Dr. Kirshen Starin said more research is needed to figure out if dripping is something tried once or occasionally, or if these kids are regularly dripping. That's what's called. Isn't that a horrible term? Now, Gregory Conley, president of the American Vaping Association, responded to the study, saying all vapor products, including those that do not contain nicotine, should be kept out of the hands of the youth. Nonetheless, it is also important to keep the science in perspective. So, obviously, probably the vaping community is like, okay, I don't like this one bit. But here's my problem, okay? And I had written an article for you guys, looking at this, and looking at what vaping is and levels of toxicity. How toxic? Because this is something we're, okay, so we're talking about the chemicals. We don't know what the chemicals do. You know, for these kids, they're exposed to chemicals. That just doesn't seem to hit them. So, you know, well, what about your asthmatic kid? You know, what about somebody with COPD? What about the secondhand smoke? But what we don't talk about is the lethal dose of nicotine. Now, what we've seen is the lethal dose of nicotine for an adult could range anywhere from 30 to 60 milligrams. And obviously for children, it's varied. So I guess the lethal dose of nicotine is 0.5 to 1 milligram per kilogram. Okay? So let's say you are 60 kilograms. So you weigh about 130, 140 pounds and you're a woman. Okay? 0.5 of 60 kilograms is 30 milligrams. You get that? 0.1 milligram per kilogram for a child. So if you have a 10-kilogram child, do the math. Now, these e-cigs, depending on their strength, you'll see these e-cigs saying 0.8% by volume or 1.8% by volume, 2.4, 3.6, 5.4% per volume. Now, what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, is if you have a 1.8, let's say, percent by volume e-cig, that means there's 18 milligrams of nicotine per milliliter. So based on these cartridges, when you directly consume more and more of that liquid, you're consuming more and more of those milligrams. So I guess according to White Cloud, electroniccigarettes.com, there is a 5.4% nicotine by volume strength. Well, 5.4% would then, I guess, equate to 54 milligrams of nicotine per cartridge. You see where the toxicity comes in? And then your kids or your teenagers? Wow. So what does nicotine poisoning look like? Well, permethylene, you could get abdominal cramps. You could get agitation. You could get a burning sensation in the mouth. You could go into a coma, confusion, convulsions. You could also have depression. You could have difficulty breathing. As you could see, these are in alphabetical order. You could see drooling and increased salivation. You could faint, headache, muscle twitching, fast and pounding heartbeat, rapid breathing, stopped breathing, vomiting, and, of course, weakness. So what do we do? Well, in an ER setting, we'll do the activated charcoal to try to bind it and prevent it from going throughout. We have benzodiazepines like Valium, Ativan, Xanax to try to calm down and control seizures because obviously seizures could kill. We would be giving IV fluids because you could become hypotensive. Your heart rate could slow, so we may have to give you atropine. But nicotine, I mean, when these kids go into their parents' vaping and cartridges and the, you know, these chemicals, you know, they could die. This is some scary stuff. And teenagers especially are curious. So if the kids are sitting there in the back of the school or behind the bleachers, you know, or in the bathroom vaping, right, and somebody says, that's not how you do it, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. And they take it, well, they wouldn't sing that song now, but, and they show how to drip it onto the cartridge. Of course these teenagers are going to be like, oh, wow. You know, and they're thinking they're not doing a drug because they're vaping. Vaping is legal. So I don't know what the answer is, but this is some scary stuff. And, you know, kids are going to want to get high. Kids are going to want to show off. Kids are going to want to do what the other kids do. That's just the nature of the beast. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, Are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I didn't realize how many of you guys are having issues with your wives or your husbands. I usually hear from the guys. I hear from the ladies and their husbands too. Apparently, one of our listeners out of Baltimore, and it's funny because my husband's kind of from the Baltimore, Maryland area, and he got mad at me yesterday. Let me tell you about that really quickly. Okay, so it's very, very interesting with my husband, and I think this happens to all of us. Okay, I don't gamble. My father was a gambler. All right, but when it comes to football, I'll put bets on certain games when I feel really good about it. When I feel really, really good about it, I've been 80% right with my bets in the Super Bowl. In fact, I think I'm starting to get closer now to the 90%. With this last Patriots win. And so I put a little money down, and we're talking maybe $40-$50. I mean, I really don't put a lot of money down because, again, I just don't want to lose it. I'm not a big risk taker. I've never been a big risk taker, and I should be, but I'm not. And so when we win, you know, my husband's kind of happy. You know, we won a couple weeks ago with the Patriots win and that, you know. But if it looks like we're losing, he's mad at me. So yesterday, for three quarters of the game, when he saw that we were, you know, behind, the Patriots were behind, right? Like, I think it was 28-3 at some point. He gets up from the couch, he walks by the TV, and he looks at me like I am the biggest piece of crap because I put $40-$50 on the game. And I go, it's no big deal. You know, I put the money from the winnings from last week. It's not even a lot of money. We got this, especially since it's what I won with the last, you know, Patriots game. No big deal. But he was so mad. And then not only did I want the Patriots to win for the stupid $40-$50, but because I didn't want my husband mad at me anymore. But he got quiet. He, you know, and it's like really, it's my fault. So here, Ryan from Baltimore says, okay, Doc, you said that women want their husband to fix the problem. When I tried to fix the issue my wife was bitching about, it got ugly. Help us guys out and tell us what to do. And he kind of goes into this scenario where the wife had this situation, and he's like, all right, well, I'll go talk to the boss. She's like, I don't want you talking to the boss. And I guess it made it worse. And he's like, well, what do you want me to do? And they blew up. And I'd really love to hear, Ryan, some call in, you know, when we're live in the mornings, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'd love to talk to you more about this situation, but let's just, from a general standpoint, because I know it's kind of hard when you're listening to listen to people's personal, you know, issues and see how it relates to you. So let's just, in general, you know, talk about how you have to, okay, and we'll start with the wife, okay? Let's say the wife is mad, okay? There's this theory or this rumor going on where women don't want things fixed. I think that came from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, where women don't want things fixed. They just want to rant. That's not the case entirely, okay? We do want something fixed, okay? But there's a bunch of things we want before the fixing happens. And again, I'm not supposed to stereotype all women, but in general, if you guys kind of see how some of us tick, maybe you'll do it right. Okay, so let's say my husband does something that really, really ticks me off. Okay? And I just can't think of an example. Okay, let's say, all right, well, I don't know. All right, so let's just say in general. He does something that makes me mad. Okay? I'm going to first be quiet. Because I'm calculating and I'm strategizing. And my husband's going to notice that I'm quiet. Because I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm not a quiet person. So if I'm for some reason silent because I'm really deep in thought, he knows something's wrong. If he preemptively asks me what's wrong before I've strategized, that could make it worse for him. Because I am building up all the arguments in my mind on how I'm supposed to chew his butt out. And if he tries to interrupt or supersede, I may not start out as calmly, and I may just blow up and snap at him. So guys, when your woman is quiet, let her be quiet, and let her come up with the strategy and the thought process, because you know you're going to get a butt chewing. Okay, but she has to, for satisfaction's sake, build up that argument like a lawyer would. Okay? Now, you can, if this quiet period is going on so long, go, honey, are you okay? I'm worried about you. You're kind of quiet. I'm fine. Okay, so if she goes that, I'm fine. Okay, just back off. Let her have her quiet time. Okay? After the quiet time comes now the verbal expression time. Okay. Well, remember when you did this? Okay, and it stinks because you're like, okay, I wish I could have this before the game starts, or I wish I could have this out before I have that, you know, or before I go to bed. Unfortunately, you are going to have no control over the timing of the conversation. You will not have any timing of the conversation because if she has a whole bunch of things she needs to tell you, she's got to formulate it first. So just be prepared that you are going to be screwed on the timing of it all. So then she's like, remember when you did this? You did this, you did this, blah, 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 blah. What you should do is sit there and listen and go, I understand. Okay. Do never use the word upset. If you ask a woman, you go, you look upset. Upset to us women mean you're trying to tell us that we're crazy. If you say, honey, you look concerned about something, what's the concern? You know, we do this with patients also. Let's say I'm late into a patient room and they're like, oh my gosh, you're like 30 minutes late. And if you're like, look, don't get upset. That's not the right thing to say. Say, I understand why you're concerned. I know you have a time deadline. And I know, and I just got caught up with other patients and I didn't want to be rude and exit the room too quickly. See, concerned is a softer word. So honey, I see why you're concerned. Then, the next thing she's going to want is a validation of why she's ticked. Okay? Because she doesn't want you sitting there going crazy, say what? Okay, she's not going to want you to think she's crazy. So what you need to do is go, I understand, I'd be upset too. Oh, women love that. You know, I'd be upset too. Okay, they're like, you see? So I'm not crazy, you see? So if you go, you know, that would upset me also. Alright? Let me though tell you, because I don't want to upset you again, why I did that. Okay, I'm not trying to defend myself, but so you know, because I don't want to hurt you again. I love you too much. I don't want you hurt. It looks like you were hurt by this. But this was my thinking. It wasn't to hurt you. I went to the bar, or I went to this, or I did blah, blah, blah because of this. So, okay, then it's the solution. Now that's when you come in with the solution. One is you engage. Remember the three E's? Educate, engage, educate, and enlist. You engaged her by saying, you know, I get you. I'd be upset also. You engaged her. Then you educated her on why you did what you did, and now you want to enlist her. You don't want to get your butt chewed out. You don't want her getting all mad and all upset. And, you know, you want to be able to go to sleep and watch your game in peace. So you want to enlist her the next time this happens. So you guys come up with a plan, and this is where she does want a solution. She wants a solution because she doesn't want this happening again. So come up with a solution. This is what I want to do, okay? If I'm ever going out with the guys and we decide to change it up and go to a bar or a strip club, I'm going to let you know what we're doing, okay? Or I'll invite you with us. I didn't realize apparently a lot of guys invite their wives to strip clubs. I've never been to one. I don't desire to go to one. But however, whatever you guys are complaining about, find a solution that you, or ask her what the solution is. Go, okay, how would you like me to approach this next time? Now, she may not be ready. She may not be ready with that answer. Then go, let's sit down and figure this out. Because I don't want you upset anymore, baby. I love you. I love you too. I didn't mean to get all mad. I'm so sorry. It's okay, baby. It means you care about me. I do. I love you so much. You see how that works? You see? So, yes, you do as a guy have to fix that problem. Okay? Or girl, or however. Okay? But let them vent first. 1-877 Doc Dally, don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com.
Checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.